Now, a good or bad night's sleep can make a huge difference to our lives, and prolonged lack of sleep can lead to all sorts of issues, including stress and anxiety. Have no fear, though. Scientists are coming to our rescue by making a formula for the perfect night's sleep. I'm joined now by Jason Ellis from the Northumbria Centre for Sleep Research, and also by Angela Crouch from Nectar Sleep.
Hi.
Now, a good night's sleep. First of all, tell us, Jason, how important is a good night's sleep actually in real terms?
Well, I think we'll all know when we've had a bad night's sleep what it feels like. We're going to be more irritable, more moody. We're certainly going to have trouble with our concentration, with our memory. You know, the short-term effects of not enough sleep are evident. The long-term effects, we're still trying to work out what's causing what here, but early indications do suggest not enough sleep or no sleep over a long period of time does have some serious health consequences.
And a lot of our audience, Jason, are living with either no sight or little sight, and insomnia can be one of the things that goes along with that. It can be a bit of a bugbear. So, a lot of our listeners will appreciate what it's like to not sleep very well on a regular basis.
Yeah, unfortunately, what we are seeing is people who have got visual impairments is that their circadian rhythm, their body clock, the evidence suggests that it runs a bit longer. And so, you know, people who have no problems with their visual sight are working at about 24 and a quarter hours on average, whereas others who have got visual impairments may be working with a body clock which is 25 hours long, and that's going to set you up for a whole host of sleep problems.
You've come up with this formula, so, you know, you could be the one that's going to save the world here.
One step at a time. Well, the genesis of it was that Nectar Sleep came to me and they said, you know, what is the perfect night's sleep? And I thought about it and I thought, well, we don't actually know. There's a lot of information out there. I think you'd probably agree there's a huge amount that's been accumulated very, very recently. So trying to work through what actually is the perfect formula, we went back to the data, we went back to the literature, and we think we've worked out pretty much the optimal way to get a good night's sleep. And that's by looking at the duration of your sleep, how efficient your sleep is, how much social jet lag you've got. In other words, how much are you curtailing your sleep and you'd need to actually become optimal? And then we wanted to look at the environment. Is your environment conducive to sleep? And then finally, about your routines and behaviours before sleep, which could actually impact on the sleep itself.
Boil it down to then, what is the ideal then for us?
Well, that's the difficult thing. Because we're all individual, we all need different things. And that's one of the reasons that we've created the formula, and that's why it's on the website, so that people can identify where they sit in the equation. When we're talking about sleep duration, for example, the National Sleep Foundation says between 7 and 9 is average for a human, adult. But outside of that, maybe 6 or maybe even 9, that's still normal for some people. So that's one of the reasons why I was excited about this project, is because we could actually start tailoring it to individuals.
You can check out on our website your sleep score by going to nectarsleep.co.uk/perfect, and I'll ask you a few questions and you can find out what your sleep score is, hints and tips on how to get that good night's sleep. You know, being a mattress company, we obviously say having a mattress is one area to consider, but working with Jason Ellis has helped us look at the whole sleep routine. And it turns out from a recent poll that we've done that 72% of Brits are saying that they don't think they're getting enough sleep. So we're really on a mission to try and help them get that good night's sleep. So it's worth checking out the quiz and see how you rate and look at opportunities to optimise your sleep.
Now, I've been very good because I got a new mattress recently, and I would say that probably is the best way to start, isn't it? To have a good mattress to start with.
Yes, absolutely. I think people overlook it sometimes, and it's part of looking at your sleep routine, looking at the environment in your bedroom, the temperature, the pillows, the bedding, the mattress. All of that's got a part to play in having a good night's sleep, as well as making sure that, you know, the good well-being of not drinking before going to bed or exercising. All of these tips that we all know, so it's important to make sure we have a good combination of that to get the perfect night's sleep.
And we've got a good mattress, let's say that, Jason. How long can it take to actually try and get yourself into a good sleep pattern if you've been following some bad habits?
It depends on a couple of issues. How deep-rooted are those habits and rituals? That's the thing sometimes we need to talk about, is that we start to build up a lot of rituals around sleep when we're not sleeping terribly well. When we sleep normally, actually people don't tend to have those rituals. And so what we need to do is actually look at how long those rituals have been in place. But sleep actually is very easily modifiable, and that's a good thing and a bad thing, because it can go one way where you can become, you know, have problems because you do certain behaviors, but actually you can fix it pretty easy as well.
So that is good to know, because it can be, it sounds like such a simple thing, but when you go for nights and nights without sleep, it seems to multiply the kind of issues that you have, doesn't it?
It does, and I think that's, it becomes a vicious cycle, doesn't it? Because I'm not sleeping very well, I feel rubbish during the day, I'm going to try and compensate by either going to bed early, having a lie-in, having a nap, or, and then I'm just going to be lying in bed for that extra time worrying about sleep and worrying about how poorly I'm going to perform tomorrow, and that's just going to feed right the way back into tomorrow.
Right, so Angela, you mentioned the fact that we can go onto the website and we can have a look at ourselves and see where we're falling down possibly in this equation. Give us the web address again.
Absolutely. So we are nectarsleep.co.uk, and if you want to do the quiz, it's nectarsleep.co.uk/perfect.
Jason Ellis from the Northumbria Centre for Sleep Research and Angela Crouch from Nectar Sleep, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Simon.
Thank you very much.